Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slats hits the road to find out who's barking in Berea on 98.5 NCX.
Hey, it's 7:10, and Barking in Berea is brought to you by GetWow Internet 100 with no data caps and the best price of $24.99 per month right now from WOW. Go to wowway.com for all offer details. Demarius Randall from the Browns secondary. Dude is the big tech gadget guy and just got the new iPhone 11. Dude, when did you get this?
Like 48 hours ago.
So you're one of these guys that gets the thing, the new phone every year, Demarius?
Yeah, kind of. I just like the new stuff. I'm a technology guy, definitely.
Oh, you're the guy to go to when it comes to gadgets then.
Yeah, most definitely.
All right, cool. So what do you like about the new iPhone that's better than the iPhone that came out last year, bud?
The cameras, man. The cameras are definitely a lot clearer, a lot more HD for your videos. Like if you take a lot of videos, the videos are HD. And the processing is a lot quicker. I mean, if you like to be on your phone a lot, like a lot of these teenagers nowadays, you can go from app to app a lot quicker. Everything moves a lot smoother. So, those are things that I noticed about it so far, having it for 48 hours.
The funny thing, though, look at the bag. It's three-lens camera, right?
Yes, definitely.
Do you think an old person's going to be confused when he sees that and think it's going to be a Norelco shaver?
I don't know if an old person to have one of these right here. But, nah, it actually do kind of look like a little shaving machine. You can just,
Can't get rid of some of that stubble?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I think the old people are on the iPhone 1.
Yeah, definitely. Or maybe the Android or something. They probably got the Android, huh?
I'm thinking I wanted to go there because I'm a Droid guy.
Yeah.
You know, either a Droid or an iPhone guy. What drew you to being an iPhone guy, an Apple dude?
FaceTime, man. I love the FaceTime. I FaceTime probably 90% of the day when I'm on the phone. I mean, if you're not FaceTiming me, you're probably not talking to me. So get an iPhone and FaceTime me.
Sounds like you're pretty open to being on social.
I'm always on social media, just kind of keeping up with the news because I don't watch much TV. So, yeah, definitely keeping up with the news and stuff.
And everyone's cool with you on social, like on Instagram and what have you?
I mean, I guess everybody cool with me. I mean, I really don't quite care if you're not cool with me. But I'm going to be on there smiling, laughing, giggling, telling jokes, criticizing people maybe a little bit. But, you know, that's just me.
And you're all about peace and love.
Peace and love, man. Definitely peace, love. God, hope, faith, everything, man. Just always treat other people the way you want to be treated.
Demarius Randall, he's the social safety. Hey, Barking and Berea, get now Internet 100. That's who brings it to you with no data caps, the best price of $24.99 per month. Right now from WOW, go to wowway.com for all offer details. Hey, cut up at 8:10. He's from Wisconsin. And will he try this new Impossible Burger? We go Barking and Berea with Browns linebacker Joe Schobert on that 1 hour from now at 8:10.
Slats hits the road to find out who's Barking and Berea on 98.5 NCX.
Hey, time right now is 8:10, and Barking and Berea is brought to you by Get WOW Internet 100 with no data caps, the best price of $24.99 per month right now from WOW. Go to wowway.com for all offer details. Browns linebacker Joe Schobert. Would you try this new Impossible Burger?
No. A burger should have meat.
Especially when you live born and raised in Wisconsin. I don't think, unless it's cheese, that's the only other non-beef thing you're eating, right?
Yeah, grass-fed beef burger, good cheddar cheese, a lot of ketchup and onions, some tomatoes. But no imitation, nah, not about that.
So soy, potato, protein, something with coconut, sunflower, oil, salt and pepper, crushed dandelions doesn't turn you on?
No, that sounds like something that should be in a smoothie that you get from, like, pulp smoothies. That's something I would drink from a pulp smoothie, but I'm not going to eat it on my burger.
That's the only thing you go vegan on, then, is a smoothie, Joe?
I wouldn't say I go vegan on a smoothie, but if it has those ingredients and tastes good, I'll drink it, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the vegans are understandably, well, they're upset because they're not happy because it's cooked the same on the same grill at Burger King as chicken and beef. Do you think they got a point?
I mean, it's fast food.
Maybe, now, say you are vegan and you're into the Impossible Burger, which, you know, makes you ill right now, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't be. I wouldn't be vegan.
Okay, but would you add fries, onion rings, and a Coke with that if you were vegan?
Honestly, I'm not exactly sure 100% what vegans believe in, but that sounds good to me. I drink it, but I don't drink soda anymore, actually. So,
or pop.
Pop, yeah. We call it soda in Wisconsin, so that's the correct way in my terminology.
And Joe's not the glass is half full on the meatless burger. Hey, Barkin and Berea is brought to you by Get Wow Internet 100 without data caps. The best price at $24.99 per month right now from Wow. Go to wowway.com. Now under this here game, who's half full on the Browns? Chances in Baltimore. Oh, come on. That's not many. And unfortunately, for good reason, we don't really have to put up with Browns killer of all hopes and dreams, Ravens quarterback Joe Flacco anymore. He's now with the, well, he had the 17-2 record against us. He's now in Denver. But someone who hasn't rung up 17 wins at quarterback is this guy we're going to be facing Sunday in Lamar Jackson. Remember, he and Baker had a pretty good duel end of the regular season in 2018. Jackson and the Ravens qualified for the playoffs at 26-24 win. So, okay, being half full, Lamar Jackson only has a 1-0 record. Vegas very much has half. Well, actually, they're not really liking our chances. Vegas had Monday originally had the Browns as a 3-point underdog. Now it's 7. Over-under is 45 points. Don't know yet if the Browns will go out and find some more cornerbacks and safeties at a bar somewhere like they did this past Sunday against the Rams. But, hey, they played pretty good, didn't they? Browns and Ravens. Coverage starts Sunday at 10 a.m. on your rockin' home for Cleveland Browns football. 98.5 NCX with a rock out to kickoff. Jimmy and Doug take it at 12:50 p.m. Nathan, quoth the Raven nevermore, Zagora. He'll be riding a bird scooter while reporting from the sidelines during the game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.